Welcome to a walking tour of history, including the turn of the century. The tour takes approximately 600 years. We hope this tour will be enjoyable. Start by walking down to the 17th century. Walk on past the Middle Ages and stop in front of the 1930s. Immediately on your right is 1983, which dates back to the 13th century. Directly under us is the end of the 15th century, most of which extended over a period of 60 years. In several places, there are wide stairs leading down to the 16th century. Walk down the stairs and stop there. You're now standing in front of the entrance on the southern side of the 16th century. Please enter that period, which is well worth a visit. To the left, you'll see a number of years. The fourth year from the left is 1792. It's also known as 1535, and it was given its name in 1953 to commemorate the 700-year anniversary of the middle of the 13th century. Walk on in between the 13th and 14th centuries and stop in 1697. You're now standing in front of the 18th century. For a long period of time, this was the oldest known century. In the background, you can catch a glimpse of the middle of the 17th century. Naturally, this period was earlier called something like 1520. Walk through the turn of the century and stop at the corner. You've now reached a more modern part of time, 1967. If you turn to your right, you can see 1924, which became nationally famous in the early 1970s, against which there was a great deal of protest. If you turn around, you'll be able to see 1923, which was put there at the end of the 17th century. It's not clearly known what happened after that, but this was and still is an important part of a popular period. Turn right into the last century, the mid-1800s. This is a copy of the century, but the original comprises 18,000 years and a large amount of objects. After the introduction of modern times in 1971, there were plans to demolish the whole century, but still today large parts remain as they were during the 14th century. Our walk has now come to an end, and we hope you've enjoyed it.